Congressman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, let's get the latest with the oil spill caused by Enbridge. It's had you fired up for a while, and I know that now you have made sure that there's going to be a hearing. That hearing is set for September 15th. Give me the latest.
Correct. The Railroads, Pipelines, and Hazardous Materials Subcommittee, of which I serve, launched an investigation very quickly after this happened. And that began by requesting documents from the company, from EPA, from the Department of Transportation that oversees pipelines. And we have announced that on September 15th in Washington in our subcommittee, we'll have a full hearing. But beyond that, I've been very involved on the ground asking questions and getting answers. And one of the things that I found out a couple of days ago and confirmed is that Enbridge Energy Company violated federal regulations with regard to immediately reporting a spill of hazardous material. And, you know, the National Transportation Safety Board has been connecting the dots on the timeline. And what's amazing, Tony, is this company's leak detection system completely failed. And the NTSB thinks this started Sunday night, or sometime on Sunday, the 25th of July. It wasn't until 11:30 in the following morning, Monday morning, when the company was actually told by a representative of another utility, Consumers Energy, that there was oil coming out of the ground. And the company went out and the regulation says as soon as they detect 5 gallons have spilled, they're supposed to call the National Response Center. That's the national 911 number. So they, instead of doing that, they started laying boom, you know, to try to contain the spill. So what they were doing was putting compression bandages on a huge wound. Blood was spilling out, and they waited 2 hours to call 911. So the patient's bleeding. They waited 2 hours to call 911, and they need to be held accountable for that. And then, Tony, finally, what I'm focused on right now, as this pipe, section of pipe, is being cut out so that it can be examined and assessed, you know, this company is still pushing to get oil flowing, and I'm going to do everything in my power in pressing the company and the Department of Transportation to make sure that all anomalies, all weaknesses, all problems in that pipeline are repaired. The line is fully inspected before 1 ounce of oil starts flowing.
We have had spokespersons from Enbridge on this program probably at least 5 times, I would say more. And each time I asked whoever the spokesperson was if they knew about the reports of this oil leak as early as Sunday night, they tell me that they did not hear about it or receive any information about it until they monitored the leak in late morning, Monday morning. But you disagree with that assessment?
No, they're monitoring. They actually had a person on site Monday morning around between 9:30 and 10 in the morning. They didn't find anything. There were all kinds of weird things going on with their in their control center, changes in pressure. They were turning on, turning off the pipeline. They didn't detect a problem. And it wasn't until 11:16 in the morning on Monday morning that a Consumers Energy employee saw oil. I'm certain that it was more than 5 gallons of oil. I had a press conference the other day and held up a 5 gallon gas can. That's not very big. And so the company couldn't detect it on its own. Someone had to tell them. They went out and I'm sure went into a panic mode. They started hauling out boom to try to, you know, stop the bleeding. They tried that on their own and waited 2 hours before calling the National Response Center. And that's, you know, that's irresponsible. It's reckless. It endangered the public. It delayed the response by all of the local, state, and federal agencies by a full 2 hours. So they need to be held accountable for that violation of that important federal regulation.
So,
and to me, all of this calls into question their ability to manage this pipeline safely and protect the public interest.
Well, do you think they were trying to hide this by containing it themselves?
Well, it kind of it sounds a lot like BP. You know, they're kind of minimizing what was going on, and you know, so I don't know what their motive was. Whether they didn't know what the regulation was, that's certainly not an excuse. I can't imagine that by laying boom, they thought it was less than 5 gallons. So, you know, what they did was a violation of the federal regulation. They need to be held accountable for that. They need to explain it. They need to explain why their leak detection system failed, whether it's human error or, some kind of technical error in their computer system or leak detection system. But all of this puts into question, along with anomalies and in the pipeline itself, whether this can be operated safely.
We're talking with Congressman Mark Schauer on the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Congressman, is Enbridge doing all that they can do as far as cleanup is concerned and as far as compensation and taking care of the folks who are affected by this, whether it's their home, whether it's work, whether it's people who may want to sell their home now?
Well, they have announced that they will be offering to buy certain properties. I can't speak to whether that will compensate for all the loss in property value, the loss of income, the community impact. I can't say that. What I do know is that the EPA is in charge of the cleanup. They are very aggressively conducting that, but I don't think anybody should be feeling that the spill is cleaned up. It's nowhere near that. It's going to take months and months. I did a flyover late yesterday, and it's like someone squeezed a gas pump into the river. There is this rainbow tinted petroleum floating down the river. So this is going to take a long time, and it's going to be years before we know, whether the watershed has been restored and whether people and communities have been made whole.
More than 1 million gallons of crude oil leaked into the Kalamazoo River. Enbridge has said that they can clean up the water, that they can clean up the shores. What I wondered about is what happens to that oil that sinks down to the bottom?
Well, that's, I asked the EPA that yesterday. Talk about oil and water not mixing, and, the EPA Region 5 had a community meeting in Marshall the other day, had a big jar, with oil floating on the top of water. But I urged the EPA to get some kind of, camera or monitoring mechanism to look at exactly what you said, whether there are oil globules or drops or pockets of oil that are below the surface. And, I think that's very important to try to determine that, because that could bubble up for some time. But, all of those questions have to be answered. The company's got to be held fully responsible. And, we'll be holding a public hearing. I'll be conducting a community meeting where I'm going to ask very pointed questions of this company, as well as the Department of Transportation, about ongoing problems with the integrity of that pipeline. Tony, one more thing I'll say about that is about a half a mile east of where this pipeline ruptured, and of course, I think today we'll actually be able to see this section of pipe, but a half mile away, they were going to go in and replace a section of pipe because of thinning of the wall of that pipeline. They found no such wall thinning in the section of pipeline that burst. So I don't know how anyone can have any confidence that this isn't going to happen, a week from today, a month from today, a year from today. And, I want to get every possible assurance and personal guarantee from the CEO of this company, from the Secretary of Transportation, that this can be operated safely.
And let's talk about Tim Wahlberg. He handily beat Brian Rooney and Marvin Carlson. I get a feeling that this is going to be a tough campaign.
Well, you know, everyone knows Tim Wahlberg, and you know, he, keep in mind, 43% of Republican primary voters rejected him. You know, they voted for somebody else. And so that's, you know, I think a problem for him. But, you know, he's starting just the way he left off the last campaign against me, the campaign against Joe Schwartz, with, you know, propped up by outside groups. And there's a group called Americans for Prosperity that has dumped over $260,000 this week in TV and radio ads attacking me. And, you know, what the public needs to know is this group is funded by the Koch family. It's spelled K-O-C-H. It's a Virginia-based group, and they're running this cookie-cutter ad. But the Koch family has, and its companies have won awards in China and India, get this, for excellence in outsourcing. So this company, this group is supported by folks who won excellence in outsourcing awards in China and India for outsourcing American jobs. No wonder they support Tim Wahlberg, because he supports a corporate tax break that rewards big companies for outsourcing our jobs.
We had Tim Wahlberg on the program this morning, and he claims that the reason you won the election last time you two went head up was because you rode the coattails of President Obama, and because Obama's opponent had dropped out of the race here in Michigan, and because of that momentum, that caused you to win.
Well, you know, Tim Wahlberg has to explain, you know, why he supports trade agreements like NAFTA and CAFTA, and he hasn't had a trade agreement that he doesn't like, and why he supports corporate tax breaks to send our jobs overseas. And, you know, he can find all ways, kinds of ways to explain why he lost the last election, but he's got a lot of explaining to do. And, you know, I'm fighting for Michigan jobs. I'm in the trenches doing that every day. You know, my campaign is about making things in Michigan, making things in America, and building on the foundation of this recovery that has a long way to go, Tony. Yeah. But Tim Wahlberg wants to go back to the policies of George Bush and that he supported all along that drove our economy in the ditch.
Well,
we cannot give him the car keys again.
On the morning show this morning, he claims that you are doing a lot of things that the people in your district don't want, that you are spending and voting for high spending programs in America. He even said that he thinks that you're going overboard on the oil spill situation, and that you're grandstanding, and that a lot of folks in your district are not happy about that.
You know, no wonder. One of the other groups that funds Americans for Prosperity that is spending $250,000 on behalf of Tim Wahlberg is ExxonMobil. So, you know, look at his campaign finance reports. Big Oil has been there, the big Wall Street CEOs, the folks that outsource and offshore our jobs. Those are that's whose side he's on. I'm on the side of people that, you know, I'm meeting with in my district who are being affected by air quality and whose properties have been ruined. And, you know, I know whose side I'm on, and that's who I'm fighting for every day. And, you know, this campaign will be a clear choice. And, you know, this is Tim Wahlberg's fourth try. He won once, and he's got a lot of explaining to do.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Do the people in your district favor of President Barack Obama's health care plan?
You know, I think the more it's implemented, yes. You know, seniors now have gotten help from falling in the donut hole. There's a high-risk pool that's been set up already that gives people a choice from Blue Cross Blue Shield and their rising premiums. Young people, you know, young adult children will be able to stay on their parents' health care. And you know, I had a kind of a town meeting in Adrian yesterday when I was rolling out my campaign, and you know, took on a couple of you know, Tea Party folks, and told them, the main, the principal thing this was about was health insurance reform. And the health insurance industry has profited off of dropping people, denying people from coverage. You know, that's who side Tim Walberg is on.
And
so,
Congressman, I got
to
cut you off here, but
all
what
right,
I am going
to
do,
we're
going to stay in touch with you every other week with the campaign, so you will have a voice here. Thank
Look
you so much.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Tony.